Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to episode 775 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, thanks so much, and here is today's question from Jeanette.
Hi, Pat. I'm Jeanette Nyberg, and I blog at craftwhack.com, a creative lifestyle and humor blog. So I kind of suck at being an entrepreneur, but I love your podcast and have dreams of one day magically becoming good at it. Anyway, I have two kids, and one of whom is 13, and I keep thinking about ways to instill an entrepreneurial mindset in my kids. And I've heard of people having their kids start businesses at some point, usually around 13 or 14, maybe, just to get them used to the idea and help them learn in that way. And I'm wondering if you've thought about that with your kids. And if so, do you have any tips on how to go about it? Or do you have any plans on how you're going to do it? Thanks. And I love your show.
Hey, Jeanette, thank you so much for this question. I absolutely love this question. And I think any of you who have listened to me on my show before, when I start talking about my kids, especially my son, because he's a little bit older and is starting to get interested in what daddy does, I just love being able to share with him what I've learned just in this past 8 years of my life as an entrepreneur, and to see him start to adopt these strategies and mindsets and how he's applying them in his daily life and at school. It's just so cool. I think, you know, you had mentioned your kids are 13. That's a great age to start. I mean, I started business when I was, 25. And I only wish that I had somebody teach me this stuff earlier. And so I think 13 is a great age. Earlier, if possible, for those of you who have younger kids, totally. I mean, they soak things up like crazy. And so there are, of course, different levels of entrepreneurship. I think at the age of 13, one could actually have their child start a business of some kind. And obviously teaching them the principles of business. I think when they're a little bit younger, like my kids, you just start talking to them about how to deal with problems that come up, how to solve problems, the idea that failure is not bad. It's actually a good thing because then you can learn from your mistakes and those kinds of things. So as a kid gets older, and I'm not a parental expert, I'm not a kid expert, I just am basing all this off my own experience and what I've noticed from other kids and what they respond to. But one thing you can do that puts us in a unique position, Jeanette, is that we are entrepreneurs ourselves. And so instead of just teaching them, we can show them. We can lead by example. We can get them involved. And so at any point in time, if possible, I would actually get your kids involved in what you do in some way, shape, or form. And just kind of instead of, you know, shutting the door one day and writing, actually bring them inside and show them what you do and how you craft a blog post and how you create a video and all that stuff, and why you do it and how money is generated and all those kinds of things. And I mean, there's some really cool videos, obviously, that you can show on YouTube that are very inspirational as well. Success stories that you can share in the car from podcast episodes. It's awesome. And when you show them what opportunities are out there, then they will have the options. That was the big thing for me when I was 25. I didn't even know this kind of stuff was something I could do. If I knew, then I probably would have started earlier and maybe have selected a different route in terms of college or what my education would be about. And, you know, who knows what would have happened. But I'm just so thankful that I finally got and dove into this space. Now, this is a message for all you kids out there. Maybe your mom or dad heard this episode and turned it on because they thought this would be good for you. You know, so for those of you who are listening, first of all, thank you. I know there are other things that are important to you, like friends and video games and homework and things like that. But what's also important is your future. And one thing that you can do to help yourself have a happier future and do better in life and all those kinds of things is to understand, A, what a business is. A business is something that solves a problem, and typically we'll get paid in exchange for that solution when you think about it. So anything that you see and look around, just anywhere, everything is something that somebody once came up with, and it's there to solve some problem. And even things like movies and books, you know, what problem are they solving? They're solving the problem of boredom, right? They're keeping us entertained. So that's the first thing. The second thing I mentioned earlier is failure. Failure is okay. I mean, always do your best, try your hardest, but if it doesn't work out the way you wanted to the first time, that's okay. It's actually great because now you know what not to do the next time around. Mistakes are the greatest form of education, in my opinion. And then thirdly and finally, don't be afraid to put yourself out there and try things. Like I said, failure is going to happen, and that's a part of the process of becoming an entrepreneur. And what you're doing is you're taking control of what's going to happen in your life. You're going to give yourself amazing opportunities and allow yourself to really do what it is that makes you happy in life. And I think that's where it all starts. But at the same time, listen to your mom and dad, of course, and they are going to be there to help guide you along the way. They're going to be there to be a good example for you too, and hopefully guide you through this process, because I mean, even me right now as a successful entrepreneur, I don't know everything, and I'm still learning myself. So always keep learning, but at the same time, put into action what you learn. So not just read, but read and then put into action what you've just read. Or watch YouTube videos that are educational that help you in some way, shape, or form, but actually don't just watch them. Do what they tell you to do, and you're going to see results from the actions that you take. So anyway, just a quick message for all you kids out there, and maybe some of you adults too, but thank you so much for listening in. I appreciate you guys, and I want to offer you, Jeanette, an Ask Pat t-shirt, and actually one for your kid too, if you'd like. So yeah, we'll contact you, and we'll get you set up with those shirts, and yeah, very inspirational. Thank you for the question, and I wish you all the best. And thank you, all of you who have a question out there. Just have yourself or your kids go to askpat.com to ask that question, and I'll be happy to check it out and potentially feature it on the show, just like Jeanette's question. So thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. And here's a quote to finish off the day by William Van Horn. He said, "The biggest things are always the easiest to do because there is no competition." So what that means is, you know what? Think big. Take bold actions. The bigger you go, the more likely you are to do something that's more new, more innovative, more novel. And now that doesn't necessarily mean when you're starting a business, try to develop a business that serves everybody, because if you were to develop a business that would serve everybody, it actually serves nobody. You want to niche down and pick a specific pain or problem that you're solving, but go big with those actions that you take, because when you do that, there will be no competition. Be yourself. Keep going. Cheers. Take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week, so you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.